Following several years of low farm prices, trade disruptions, and increasing international competition, passage of the 2018 Farm Bill comes at a crucial time for our farmers and ranchers. Kansas wheat farmers thank Congress for passing the 2018 Farm Bill and urge President Trump to sign the Farm Bill into law as soon as possible. According to Kansas Association of Wheat Growers President Ken Wood, Kansas wheat farmers are thankful to have a Farm Bill in place. It's vital to have a strong safety net, both for our farming operations and for the consumer who wants plentiful access to safe, affordable food. The Kansas Association of Wheat Growers applauds the committee for maintaining a strong crop insurance title. Wood says we're pleased that the bill helps to update and improve price loss coverage and agriculture risk coverage programs. These changes enable farmers to better respond to market and production conditions by selecting the program that works best for their operation on an annual basis. These programs and many others enacted by the Farm Bill help producers find some stability in the rocky agricultural economy, an important win-win for the farmers and the American people they work to feed, clothe, and fuel. Another important portion of the Agricultural Improvement Act of 2018, or Farm Bill, establishes the Agriculture Trade and Facilitation Program that funds the Market Access Program, the Foreign Market Development Program, the Emerging Markets Program, and the Trade Assistance for Specialty Crops. That is a very important amendment for wheat farmers because FMD funds directly support the ability of U.S. wheat associates to maintain bases of operation and local representatives to conduct trade service and technical support activities with buyers, flour millers, and wheat food processors. The legislation now allows Congress to appropriate discretionary funds to cover the cost of administering export market development programs, rather than covering costs from the appropriated program budgets. Another important change now allows qualified organizations like U.S. Wheat Associates to use program funds to conduct market development activities in Cuba, a potential new market that has been a focus of Kansas wheat farmers for years. Kansas Wheat Commissioner Doug Kiesling says, "As a Kansas farmer, I know the importance of opening up new markets and how that impacts the lives of farmers. The language in this Farm Bill is a step in the right direction in advancing relationships between Kansas wheat farmers and the Cuban people." COG President Ken Wood concluded, "Kansas wheat farmers commend the House and Senate for quickly voting on the bill and passing it out of their respective chambers with strong bipartisan support." He said, "We urge President Trump to support this bill and sign it into law." For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.